记得是《创世纪》的第二十二章。
Welcome to all here at the chapel. Welcome to Winston and to Sharon. We're glad you have joined us this afternoon.
欢迎所有在教堂里的，还有那个欢迎 Winston 和 Sharon， 我们非常高兴看到你们。
Let's pray and we'll consider the truth of God together.
我们现在祷告，然后开始学习神的话。
Lord, we're just coming off the Thanksgiving weekend, and we find it easy to say thank you to our great God.
也主要我们就是在这个感恩节的以后来到这里学习，我们发现呢，我们很容易对我们的神说感谢。
We thank you. We thank you for seeing us in our need. We thank you for meeting our need, and we thank you for filling us with good things.
所以我们感谢您呢，就看到我们的需要，也满足我们的需要，也感谢您呢，赐给我们这些好的、美好的事物。
And so, Lord, we're coming to you this afternoon, and our prayer is that you will help us and teach us as we consider your truth.
所以主啊，我们今天下午来到这里呢，我们的祷告是呢，您呢就是说是教导我们，帮助我们去理解您的真理。
It's true, Lord. There's an awful lot of words in the Bible.
所以主啊，在圣经里有很多的词。
And we would be foolish if we were just to dismiss them. We don't want to do that. We want to know why you wrote these truths in Genesis.
所以主要对我们的时候呢，如果我们忽略这样的这些话呢，都是非常愚蠢的。我们也想要知道，您为什么要在创世纪里写这些话
？So we thank you for them, and we pray that you will teach them to us, helping us to understand why you gave them to us.
所以呢，我们为这些献上感恩，我们也求您呢，就是教导我们，您呢为什么要给这样的话给我们？
And we give thanks now then in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, looking to you for help.
所以我们现在要奉主耶稣基督的名呢，献上感恩，祈求您的帮助。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, it's Genesis chapter 22.
这也是创世纪的第二十二章。
And the first verse is an interesting verse. It says, Now it came to pass...After these things, that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
所以第一节说，那这件事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，他说，看哪，我在这里。
Now, there's a couple of very interesting principles here.
所以这里有几个呢，就是这样的非常有意思的规律。
In the New Testament, we read the phrase, God.Does not tempt any man.
因为我们在新约里呢读到了神呢，他不试探任何人。
But this says God does test men.
但这里讲到的神呢，他试验人。
So what happens if he tests us?
所以呢，如果他试验我们，会发生什么呢
？He tests us to prove that it's true.
所以他的试验我们呢，就是证明这个是真的。
He will tempt, no. If we were tempted, the tempter says, I want to prove that his faith is false.
所以呢，如果我们接受试探，那试探我们的人，那就是说呢，他想要证明我们的信心是假的。
But the Lord tests us to prove that our faith is not false, that it's true.
因为呢神呢他呢试验我们呢是试验我们的信心呢不是假的是真的。
So let's pretend that somebody has just built a bridge.
所以呢我们就假设有一个人呢建造了一座桥。
And so the question would be, if the bridge had just been built, would you go over the bridge?
所以我们现在的试验呢是那个桥刚刚修好，你愿意走过去吗
？You say I don't know.
你说我不知道。
And so you would say, has the bridge been tested?
你说这个桥测试过了没有呢
？They say yes. Someone went over with a 25-ton load, and your load is only 2 tons. You'll be all right.
因为他说呢，是的，有一个人呢，就是说是拿了25吨货过这个桥，你的拿的货只有2吨，所以没问题。
Why do they test a bridge?
他们为什么要测试桥呢？试验桥呢？
To prove it can do the job.
因为证明这个桥是可以承担得住的。
Do they test a bridge in order to bring it down?
他们测试桥是为了把那个桥毁坏吗？
No, they do it to prove it won't come down.
所以呢，他不是的，他们去证明的是，也证明他不会塌。
So God will never test you in order to bring you down.
所以神他永远不会试验你，让你呢就是崩溃。
But he may do to you like he did to Abraham. He may test you to prove that you won't come down.
因为他有可能呢，对你呢，就像去试验亚伯拉罕一样，来证明呢你不会崩溃。
All right, we've all had that in life.
我们所有的在这里都有试验。
And I keep you telling you stories about me when I was a little boy.
一直跟大家讲呢，我还是个小男孩时候的故事。
And my mother said to me, Harold, please bring in the milk bottle.
因为妈妈说 ，Harold， 请你把那个牛奶瓶子拿进来。
And I said no.
我说我不拿。
And she said, "Yes, I think you should bring in the milk bottle."
她说是的，我认为你应该把那个牛奶瓶拿进来。
And I said no.
我说我不拿。
And we had a long conversation.
所以就这样僵持了很久。
Okay, now, why did she say you bring it in?
他为什么要说呢？你把那拿进来了。
To prove to me that I could bring it in and that I should bring it in.
那证明呢，我能够把那个牛奶瓶拿进来，那我也应该把牛奶瓶拿进来。
I told her I would drop it.
我告诉她呢，我会把它掉在地上。
She said, "If you hold it carefully, you won't drop it."
她说，如果你仔细的拿着，你就不会掉地上。
I told her it was too heavy.
我说那个太重了。
She said it wasn't as heavy as the rock that I picked out of the garden the day before.
他说那个没有你在昨天呢，在那个后院里把那个搬起来的岩石重。
After a while, I finally said, "Oh, okay, I'll bring it in."
我说最后呢，我说好吧，好吧，我拿。
Okay, I had a good mother.
我一个好妈妈。
You've got a good God.
你也有一个好神。
Sometimes he will ask you to do something you don't want to do.
所以呢，他有时候神会要求一些你们不想做的事情，要你们去做。
Not to prove that you're going to crash.
并不能证明就是说你会崩溃。
But to prove that with God's help, you can do a whole lot more than you think you can do.
在证明呢，带着神的帮助呢，你可以做远远超过你能够做的事情。
All right, that's a little bit of our introduction. Here it is.
这是一点点的介绍，我们现在来到这里。
Verse 2, God said to Abraham, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you."
神说，现在你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
That means take him to where I want you to go, and then you can kill him as an offering to me.
这个呢，就是说是啊，意味着呢，我告诉你要去的地方，你把他带到那里去，把他杀了，献祭给我。
And you and I would say, "What?"
你我都会说什么？
That's no God would ever ask anything like that.
没有任何人会要求这样的事情。
I couldn't do that.
我做不到。
And I think one of the big things here is sometimes God will test you by saying, "I want you to give me back what I gave to you in answer to your prayers."
因为我认为这个时候呢，有时候呢，神呢，他要跟我们说呢，就是我想要我把我赐给你的东西呢，还给我，就是说是因为我应允了你的祷告。
Wow.
Wow.
If you were to do that, you would prove one thing, wouldn't you?
所以如果你那么做, 你会证明一件事, 是不是呢?
You'd prove that you love God more than the gifts he gives you.
所以呢, 这个证明呢, 你比, 你更爱神, 而不是爱神, 比, 呃, 比神赐给你的东西呢, 更爱神。
Many people will tell you, I don't love God, I don't follow him. I asked him to give me something I wanted, and he didn't.
有些人呢, 我不相信神, 我也不爱神, 因为呢, 我呢, 向他要求的一些事东西, 他并没有给我。
Abraham said, I love God. I'm prepared. Hello, come on in. Abraham said, I love God, and I am prepared to give him something that he gave me because I love him more than his gift.
所以呢, 亚伯拉罕说呢, 我准备好了, 要把神赐给我的东西呢, 献给神, 因为我更爱神, 而, 呃, 我比, 呃, 神赐给我的礼物更爱神。
So verse 13 begins with the, one of the most amazing lines, I think, in the whole of the Bible.
下面的一些事情呢, 我认为都是整个事情在圣经里的出现的。
It says, so Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. He got up early in the morning to do what God asked him to do.
这个里面的第三节说亚伯拉罕清早起来背上驴带着两个年轻人和他的儿子以撒也披好了燔祭的柴就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
Did Abraham believe God?
亚伯拉罕信神吗?
How did he prove he believed God?
怎么能证明他相信神呢?
He said, I'm going to do what you want me to do, even if I don't want to do it.
他说呢, 我会去做你想要我做的事情, 就算我不想做。
Do you think Abraham could have figured all this out, what's going to come next?
你认为亚伯拉罕他能够想得出来后面发生的事情吗?
No, I don't think so.
不会, 我认为他想不出来。
So anyway, he went.
所以不管怎么说, 他去了。
Verse 3 says, he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him.
第三节说呢, 他也劈好了燔祭的柴, 就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off.
到了第三日, 亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。
Do you think the two preceding days were the hardest days of his life?
你认为在这边前两日, 是不是他人生中最艰难的日子呢?
And he must have said, God, this is very difficult, you know.
他们有可能就他们必须说那就是神啊这个非常非常的难你知道吗?
I don't enjoy this.
我不喜欢这个。
But he kept going.
但是他仍然往前走。
Verse 5. And Abram said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you.
第五节说亚伯拉罕对他的年轻人说呢，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去敬拜，然后就回到你们这里来。Does
that make sense?
这个有没有道理呢?
If he's going to kill the boy, then how's the boy going to come back?
如果他会要杀掉这个男孩，那么这个男孩怎么回得来了?
Would he bring his body?
他会带他的尸体回来吗?
No, the body would be burned, so he couldn't bring the body.
他不会的, 因为那个尸体会烧掉, 他带不回来。
How's he going to come back?
那他怎么回来呢?
And there's two answers.
这是两个答案。
Number one, Abram believes God and says, I don't know.
所以呢, 第一个, 亚伯拉罕相信神, 他说我不知道。
All I know is God is God. He's going to do what's right.
所以呢,所有我知道的神就是神, 他会做公义的事。
But when you go back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, you'll read this amazing line.
所以呢,你如果回到希伯来书第11章呢, 你会读到这样吗?非常神奇的一句。
And so, we may as well read it together. Hebrews, chapter 11.
所以我们可以大家一起来看这个希伯来书第十一章，大家可以翻到那里。
And we want now verse number 17. It says, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, same word, he was tested.
就是亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，这个试验是同一个词。
It says he offered up Isaac.
所以那就说他把以撒献上。
Well, we haven't got to that part of the story yet, but did he offer up Isaac?
所以呢，我们还没故事还没到那一步。那么他献上了以撒吗
？Well, almost. He just never did kill him.
所以呢，基本上了，他就是还没有杀他。
All right, and it goes on, he says, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. He got the promise, and then God said, give him back, please.
所以这个里面呢，这就是他呢，领着受应许的将自己的独生儿子献上，因为神应许了给他一个儿子，那么神说你把他还给我。
But it was no ordinary son. Verse 18 says, of whom it was said, in Isaac, your seed,Your blessing will be called.
但这个儿子却不是一个普通的儿子。第十八节说，嫩到这儿子，曾有话说，在以撒里面必被称为你的后裔。
It wasn't just that he was going to have to offer up Isaac. It was that he was going to offer up all the blessings that God had called him to receive.
你这个呢，并不是说仅仅只是把以撒给献上，他所献上的是呢，神呢就是允许他要得到的所有的福气都献上。
Why did he do it? Verse 19.
他为什么这么做？第十九节。
Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense.
第十九节，他认为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回了他的儿子来。
Why did he say to the young man, "I will come back, the child will come back with me, we'll come back together"? Why did he say that?
他为什么对他的那些年轻人们说呢？就是我会回来，我的儿子也会回来。他为什么要那么说呢
？Because he said, if the worst comes to the worst.I will kill him, and God will raise him up again from the dead, and we'll come back to you.
他说呢，最坏的情况呢，就是我真的把他杀了。那么神呢，会让他复活。他复活以后呢，我们就会一起回来。
Did Abram believe God?
亚伯拉罕信神吗
？Had anybody up to this point ever been raised from the dead?
我们就是说到现在为止，我们有任何人从死里复活过吗
？No.
没有。
But Abram believed God could.
但是亚伯拉罕相信神可以。
Did he say, Abraham, God's made a terrible mistake?
他有没有说呢神犯了一个大错误
？He said, No, he hasn't made a terrible mistake. I just don't understand.
他说呢，他没有犯一个大错，只是我不理解而已。
So if God wants it, I'll do it. He'll make everything right. He's already promised that my blessings are in Isaac. My blessings are going to be in Isaac, and therefore I'm going to give God what He asked for.
他说呢神要我就给那么说呢神已经应许了我所有的福气都要通过以撒来赐给我那么说呢他如果想要以撒呢他想要我就给他
Okay, this is a good story?
这是一个好的故事吗是的
Is it a hard story?
这是一个很难的故事吗
Alright, so what happens now?
下一步呢就是说发生了什么
Verse 6
第六节
So, back to Genesis 22 now. Genesis 22 and 6. It says, So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together.
我们回到创世纪二十二章第六节，亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
Okay, so it's a long walk.
所以这是个长的行走。
And Abram's carrying a knife and the fire.
所以亚伯拉罕拿着刀和火。
And Isaac is carrying all the wood.
所以呢，以撒呢背着所有的柴。
Do you think the wood was heavy?
你认为柴很重吗？
I think so.
我认为是。
And so as they're walking along, Isaac begins to think.
所以当他们开始行走的时候呢，以撒开始想。
Verse 7. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Look, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
第七节说，以撒对他的父亲亚伯拉罕说，我父。亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。以撒说，看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
He said to your, to his dad, he said, excuse me, dad, but didn't we forget something?
他跟他父亲说呢，父亲，我们是不是忘了什么东西了？
We're coming for an offering. I've got the wood and it's heavy. You've got the fire. You've got the knife. But we need something to offer.
因为我们来献祭，完献祭呢，你拿着火和刀，我背着柴，那么说呢，我们献什么东西呢？
Verse 8. Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering.
第八节是亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备一只做燔祭的羊羔，于是二人同行。
He didn't say the lamb is going to be something. He didn't say the lamb is going to be you. He said the lamb is going to be God's provision for himself.
所以这个里面他并没说呢，那个羊羔就是你，就是你要被献祭。他说神呢必为自己预备一只做燔祭的羊羔。
Whatever God wants, we will offer it to him.
所以神不管要什么，我们都会献给他。
That's pretty good.
这个是非常好的。
You can imagine if Jesus Christ were to come to your house for dinner.
你可以去想象一下，如果主耶稣基督去你家吃晚餐。
And you were to decide, what am I going to serve him?
所以你就要决定给他吃什么。
You might even say, Lord, you come to the fridge, open it up, whatever you see in there, you're going to get it. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you.
你可以说呢，主啊，那你去把冰箱打开，不管你在冰箱里看见的什么，想吃什么，都是你的。
Verse 9, then they came to the place of which God had told him.And Abram built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
第九节，他们来到了神所指示的他的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑了一座坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。
Can you imagine the conversation?
你可以去想象一下他们
between Abraham and Isaac?
你可以去想象一下亚伯拉罕和以撒之间的对话吗
？And you can imagine Isaac. They put the wood in order, and everything's fine.
因为你可以去想象以撒，他们把那个柴火都堆在那里，一切都没事。
And then Abraham gets some rope.
然后亚伯拉罕拿出一些绳子。
And he says, "Now, Isaac, God has going to provide Himself the lamb." And he's told me that you are going to have to be the lamb. So I'm going to bind you and I'll kill you and I'll light the fire and you'll burn up. But don't worry, Isaac, because God will bring you back to life again. Everything's going to be just fine.
跟亚伯拉罕会跟以撒说呢，以撒，你知道吗？我们来献祭，神呢，他要为自己预备一只羊羔，那么这个羊羔呢，就是你。你呢？我要把你现在呢，我要把你绑上呢，然后把你杀了，杀了以后呢，然后把你烧了呢，献给神。然后呢，不要担心，你一会儿就回来了。
What would you have expected Isaac to do?
你认为以撒会怎么做呢
Do you think he might have said no?
你认为他也许会说不?
Do you think if his father said yes, and he continued to say no, do you think Isaac could have pushed his father away?
你会去想象一下,他的父亲一直说那要线,他说不线,他说要线也不线,你认为以撒是不是会能把他父亲推倒跑了呢?
How old was Isaac?
但是以撒也多大?
More than 100 years old.
Isaac would have been about 15 or 20 years old, wouldn't he?
那以撒大概是15到20岁,是不是呢?
Do you think he would have been pretty strong?
因为他当时很强壮吗?
How old was Abraham?
但是亚伯拉罕也多大?
He was 115 or 120.
大概是120到150岁之间。
Do you think he was pretty weak?
因为他当时很弱吗?
Do you think that's maybe why Isaac carried the wood and Abraham carried the fire and the knife?
你认为这是不是那个理由呢?就是为什么以撒勒背着柴火,那么亚伯拉罕拿着刀和火呢?
I have a friend who's a gardener.
我有个朋友,他是个园丁。
And he works hard and long in the gardener.
他在园子里工作的时间很长,也很努力。
He's got a son who's 20 years old.
他有一个儿子是20岁。
This is what his father said about his son.
就是他父亲呢,说他儿子的。
He said, it's impossible for me to tire my son out.
对我来说呢,是不可能的把我的儿子绑起来。
He's got boundless energy.
他有那无限的能力,能量。
So in this story, who do you admire?
所以这故事里你尊重谁了?
Do you admire Abraham?
你尊重亚伯拉罕吗?
Do you admire Isaac?
你尊重以撒吗?
Absolutely amazing.
绝对神奇的。All
right, what happens next?
下一步发生什么呢?
Verse 10. Abraham stretched out his hand, took the knife to slay his son.
所以亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
第十一节,第十二节说呢,第十一节,耶和华的天使从天上呼叫他说,亚伯拉罕,亚伯拉罕,他说我在这里,天使说你不可将这童子身上下手,也不可对他行什么,现在我知道你是敬畏神的了,因为你没有将你的儿子,就是你的独生的儿子留下不给我。
So that's very nice. Did Abraham have to kill Isaac?
这是非常好的。那么亚伯拉罕是不是不得不杀掉以撒呢?
No. When did he tell him you're not going to have to do it?
那么说呢,他什么时候呢,告诉他,他不必这么做呢?
Somebody say, at the last minute.
也就是说,最后一分钟。
Was it at the last minute?
这是最后一刻吗?
No. Maybe the last 3 seconds.
也不是最后一分钟,也许是最后3秒。
Amazing.
非常神奇。
Did God test Abraham?
亚伯拉罕,神呢,有没有测试亚伯拉罕呢?
Did God test Isaac?
神有没有测试以撒呢?
Is God faithful?
神是信实的吗?
Was it easy?
这个是容易做得到吗?
No.
不是。
Amazing, the words that come from heaven, verse 12.
那就是非常神奇,在第十二节, 天上传下来的声音。
Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God.
那就是不可在这童子身上下手, 也不可对他行什么, 现在我知道你是敬畏神的了。
Now it's true, isn't it? The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning.
这个也是真实的,是不是呢? 圣经说呢,敬畏神是开端。
many things begin with the fear of the Lord.
很多事情呢都是由敬畏神开始的。
Don't ever stop fearing the Lord. If he says do something that you like and understand, do it.
所以呢就是说是永远不要不敬畏神，因为如果他说什么，不管你喜欢还是理，不管你喜不喜欢，你不理解，都要照着做。
If he asks for something that you don't like and don't understand, what are you going to do?
所以呢，如果他让你做一些事情，你不理解，你也不想做，那么说你怎么办？
You're going to do it.
你还是要做。
Can you imagine anybody else behaving like Abraham?
你可以想象一下，有任何其他人的像亚伯拉罕那样行为吗？
Those of you who've had children, you couldn't do it.
你们那些有孩子的人，你们做不到。
I told you the story before about Hudson Taylor.
我跟大家讲过一个故事，关于戴德生的。
Hudson Taylor was the great missionary to China.
所以戴德生是一个伟大的宣教士，他去了中国。
Many of you are here today because Hudson Taylor went to China with the good message.
所以呢，你们很多人呢，今天能够坐在这里，是因为呢，那个戴德生他去了中国，把那福音带过去了。
When you get to heaven and you meet Hudson Taylor, what are you going to say?
当你去到天堂，你碰到戴德生，你会跟他说什么呢？
You're going to say thank you.
你会跟他说谢谢你。
What about Hudson Taylor's mother?
那么，戴德生的母亲呢？
Not too many stories about Hudson Taylor's mother, but this one you'll agree with.
现在就并没有很多关于戴德生母亲的故事，那么这是一个。
She went down to the dock where the ship was, and her son Hudson was going to get on the boat.
现在他送他的那个儿子，就是戴德生去码头的时候，戴德生准备上船的时候，他站在码头边。
And she sent him to China.
他送他去中国。
And she was a broken-hearted woman.
他当时是一个伤心的妇女。
She said, I'll probably never see my son again.
他说呢，我可能永远再见不到我的儿子了。
And I can't remember the details of the story, I read it too fast.
因为我呢记不住那个就是说是故事的细节，因为我读得太快了。
But the boat went out into the harbor.
但是那个船呢驶离了码头。
And she went home in tears.
她呢流着泪回家了。
If you meet her in heaven, you will. Do you think she's going to be still crying?
因为如果你在天上碰到她，你一定会碰到她的。你认为在天上碰到的时候，他仍然会哭泣吗
？No, the greatest thing that woman ever did.
也不会的，因为这个妇女行的最伟大的事情是
，was to let her son go to China.
就是让他儿子去中国。
So this was a hard story.
这是一个很难的故事。
But that's not the end of the story yet. Let's keep reading.
但是并不是故事的结尾，我们来一起读。
Verse 13. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went, took the ram, and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son.
第十三节说，亚伯拉罕举目观看，见有一只公羊，两脚扣在稠密的灌木中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来，献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
So Abraham, sorry, God got the, got the, he got the sacrifice.
所以神得到了他的祭物。
And, I can imagine, Isaac saying right there, thank you, Lord, I'm glad you provided that ram.
因为我可以去想象以撒站在那里，他说呢，就是感谢您了，主，我非常高兴呢，您提供了那个公羊。
He probably said I wasn't really looking forward to being dead.
所以他说我，有可能他说呢，我真的不想死。
And Abraham, must have rejoiced and said, Lord, you're awfully good. Thank you for providing that ram.
亚伯拉罕呢,他也非常喜乐,他说感谢主啊,您呢,提供的那个公羊。
That's what Abraham had said earlier, wasn't it? God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering.
这是亚伯拉罕稍早说的,是不是呢,他说神呢,会自己预备一只献祭的羊羔。
Did God provide a lamb for a burnt offering?
所以呢,神呢,有没有提供一只羊呢,羊羔作为燔祭呢?
And the answer is no.
答案是没有。
Take a look at the fine print.
你看看这个细节。
He didn't provide a lamb, he provided a ram.
他并没有提供一个羊羔,他提供了一个公羊。
What's the difference between a lamb and a ram?
那么一个羊羔和公羊有什么区别呢?
A lamb is a young sheep.
一个羊羔呢,是一个小羊。
A ram is a mature male sheep.
所以呢,就是一个公羊呢,是一个成熟的公羊。
So was Abraham right or wrong when he said God will provide a lamb?
所以呢,当亚伯拉罕说神会提供一只羊羔的时候,他说对了,还说错了呢?
Yes.
The answer is he was right.
答案是他说对了。
Remember now, this is all a picture.
所以要记住现在都是一个画面。
There was a day almost 2,000 years later.
有一天呢,基本上是快到2000年以后。
When the Lord Jesus Christ was nailed to a cross.
当我们的主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候。
Who was he?
他是谁?
He was God's son.
他是神的儿子。
Who raised the knife to kill him?
那么谁呢,举起了刀杀了他呢?
It was God himself.
也是神自己。
God spared Abraham in the picture, but 2,000 later, God, years later, God fulfilled the picture by himself being the Abraham who killed his only son, Jesus, so that there could be a sacrifice for you and for me.
亚伯拉罕饶了那个以撒的命,但是呢,2000年以后呢,他并没有就是饶了他自己的儿子,就是我们的主耶稣基督,虽然呢,主耶稣基督呢,他会为你我的罪呢,被献上。
Have you noticed? Only the Bible tells stories like that.
所以你们注意到,只有圣经呢,就是说是提供这样的故事。
Remember what John the Baptist said of Jesus introducing him to Israel. He said, look at him, behold, he's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
你就是看看那个使徒约翰他是怎么样把那个我们的主耶稣基督介绍给以色列的,他说看哪,神的羔羊除去世人的罪孽。
John didn't introduce him as the ram. He didn't introduce him as Jesus. He introduced him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, saying, this is the Lamb that Abraham said was going to be the sacrifice.
这个里面呢,就是使徒约翰他并没有说呢,介绍主耶稣,也并没有介绍说他是那只公羊,他说呢,就是他是那个羊羔,看的是神的羔羊,除去世人的罪孽的,就是神呢说,实现了亚伯拉罕口中提到的那个羊羔。
So verse 14 now, Abram called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided.
这个里面的第14节说呢,亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华必预备,直到今日还说呢,在耶和华的山上必有预备。
Did the Lord provide?
那神呢,预备了吗?
Yes, he provided the ram for the sacrifice now, and he provided the lamb for the sacrifice 2,000 years later.
因为神呢，他预备呢，他在这个时候呢，预备呢一只山羊。那么在2000年以后呢，他预备呢，神的羔羊。
So, you will hear the phrase periodically now, Jehovah Jireh.
所以你经常会听到这样一个词，叫Jehovah Jireh。
And that is, that's the Hebrew expression, the Lord will provide. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides.
所以这是个希伯来词，希伯来词呢，就是耶和华以勒呢，就是耶和华必预备。
Is that the end of the story?
这是故事的结尾吗?
No, verse 15.
不是,15节。
Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven.
耶和华的天使第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕。
Verse 16, and he said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing. And have not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies.
第十六节说，耶和华说：“你既行了这事儿，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说：嫩福我必赐福给你，嫩昌盛我必叫你的后裔昌盛，如同天上的星，海边的沙。你的种子必得着他仇敌的城门。”Is
God going to bless Israel?
那神会赐福给以色列吗？
Answer: Yes.
答案是是的。
Why?
为什么?
Because God said, where's my line here? God says, verse 16, by myself I have sworn.
因为在第十六节里神说呢，我指着自己起誓。
If God said it, would you believe it?
如果神说了，你会相信吗？
If God says, I swear I'm going to do it, would you believe that?
所以如果神说呢，我起誓我会那么做，你会相信吗？
Well, if you knew God, you'd say that's no more significant than if he just said, I will do it. But the fact that he swore, he took an oath.
因为就是说是，你如果说呢，就是说是认识神的话，你就知道还没有比这个就是说是更那个起作用、更管用的。因为神他说呢，他不仅说我起誓，我起誓必须做。And
he said, I will do it.
他说呢，我会做的。
All right, so, did you read in the news today anything about Israel?
你今天在新闻上看到任何关于以色列的？
And the answer is, if you read the news today about anything, you read about Israel. Why was that the case? Because God says, I've got a future for your family, Abraham, and I am going to fulfill it.
这个里面呢，就是说你不管在哪里都能读到以色列，这是为什么呢？主要是神是跟亚伯拉罕说呢，我会对你的那个家人后人有个应许，但我一定会做得到。How
long ago was that?
这个是多少年前呢?
About 4,000 years.
大概是4,000多年前。
Is God got a long memory?
神的记忆力很长吗?
Okay, God got a good future?
神呢,他有那个好的未来吗?
Imagine God saying to you, I saw what you did. I knew what you did. It was hard. Don't worry. 4,000 years ago, I'm going to be beginning to bless you. And it's not going to end there. But 4,000 years from now, I'll still be blessing you.
对，神说，那我知道你所做的事情，我也记着你所做的事情。我对你来说呢，非常难。但是呢，我知道4,000年之前呢，我就说了我要赐福给你。但是现在一直延续到4,000年以后，直到今天，我仍然要赐福给你们。
Verse 18, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
也就是说，万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的声音。
Is that true?
这个是真的吗？
Has God blessed the people of the world today? Has God blessed you because of Abraham's faith?
神呢？有没有赐福给世界上所有的国家呢？神有没有因为亚伯拉罕的信心赐福给你们呢？
Yeah. Have you ever tried to add up the outstanding men and women in the world and their contribution to the world?
所以呢，你有没有加上，就是说在世界上呢，那些杰出的男的、女的，他们的世界有杰出贡献的呢？
It's absolutely amazing how many Jewish people have won Nobel prizes for their outstanding work.
所以这个是非常神奇的。你知道有多少那个犹太科学家，他们获得了诺贝尔奖，是因为他们对整个世界杰出的贡献吗？
What would have happened if Hitler won the Second World War?
因为如果希特勒他赢得了二次世界大战会怎么样？
Do you think Canada would be a nice free country today?
你认为加拿大是一个非常好的自由的国家吗？
No.
不会。
How did the Allies win the Second World War?
那个就是说是联军是怎么赢得第二次世界大战的呢？
They had a problem.
他们呢有问题。
They were running out of ammunition.
他们呢就是 what's ammunition?
Ammunition is the gunpowder that you put in. Okay.
他们那个弹药用完了。
Okay, they didn't know what to do.
他们不知道怎么做。
So they went to a fellow, I think it was Weizmann.
就是说去找一个叫是一个非常聪明的人。
They said to him, you're a brilliant chemist. Can you tell us what to do? How can we get, we can't win the war if we can't put gunpowder in the bullets.
所以他说你是一个杰出的化学家。那么说呢如果我们在那个子弹里面没有火药的话，我们怎么能够赢得这场战争呢？
He went into the lab and he devised a way to manufacture acetone.
因为他就是说是去到那个地方，他呢就是说是发明了找到一种方法，找到那种acetone。我现在不知道acetone是什么。
Acetone is the basic ingredient for gunpowder.
他就是那个应该是那个硝吧，或者说是就是。
And so he manufactured this gunpowder, and everybody said, "This is wonderful."
所以他用那个硝呢，就是应该说是发明了这个火药，然后呢，他们说这个都很好用。
And the government went to him and said, "Mr. Weizmann, what do you want in payment for this? What can we give you?"
因为那些政府呢，就是跟这个聪明人说呢，他说。那么说呢，你想要什么回报呢？我们可以给你什么呢？
He said, I don't want money.
他说我不想要钱。
He said, I'm Jewish.
他说我是犹太人。
I'm one of Abraham's children.
我是亚伯拉罕的后裔之一。
This is what I want. I want you to give to my people a land that God had promised them. I want you to give them the state of Israel.
他说那些就是说是我想要呢，就是说你给我们一片土地给我的人民，他呢就是我想要一片土地给以色列人。
And 3 years later, that's what they got.
第三年以后他们就得到了。
Okay. All the world has been blessed by the goodness of God through Albert Weizmann.
所以呢，就是说是所有的世界呢，就是都得到了神的赐福，通过那个 Albert Weizmann.
That's in part the promise implied here, multiplied in history thousands of times over.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这是这样，在这里的这个应许的一部分，在几千年来已经叠加了很多。
verse 18 again, in your children, your sons, your posterity, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
这个里面的就是第十八节说呢, 并且地上列邦都必因你的后裔得福, 因为你听从了我的声音。
Do you think Abraham is happy?
你认为亚伯拉罕他, 是非常高兴的吗?
That he took Isaac that day up to Mount Moriah to offer him?
他那一天呢, 把他的, 以撒带到那个, 摩利亚山上献祭。
No end of the blessings that have flowed and will continue to flow because of his devotion to God.
因为他对神的那个献上, 所以呢, 他的这样的, 福气呢是从那里流淌出来了,到现在呢, 还没有结束, 仍然在流淌, 也永远不会结束。
So what happened next?
下一步发生什么呢?
Verse 19, so Abraham returned to the young man, and the four of them arose and went together back to Beersheba, and Abraham lived in Beersheba.
第十节就是说,于是亚伯拉罕回到他的年轻人那里,他们一同起身往别示巴去了,亚伯拉罕就住在别示巴。Verse
20, now it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, indeed, Milcah also has borne children to your brother Nahor.
第二节说,这些事以后有人告诉亚伯拉罕说,看哪,密迦给你兄弟拿赫生了几个儿子。Verse
21, Huz his firstborn, Buzz, I'm sorry, I can't think of brothers, Huz and Buzz. Okay. Kemuel, the father of Aram, Chesed, Hazo, Pildash, Jidlaf, Bethuel begat Rebekah, who's eight. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abram's brother.
然后呢长子是乌斯他的兄弟是布斯和亚南的父亲就是基利基姆利并基谢哈索毕达伊拉比什利比什利是利甲利百加这八个人都是密加给亚伯拉罕的兄弟拿赫生的。
All right, 24. And Nahor had a concubine whose name was Ruma, and she also bore Teba, Gaham, Sahash, and Maka.
第二十四节说,那拿赫的妾名叫刘玛,生了提巴加罕他夏和玛加。
So is that really exciting?
这个是感到非常的兴奋吗?
You could say, what difference does it make?
所以你说这有什么区别呢?
An answer, one of the things is this. When God blesses somebody, he often blesses their family too.
答案是呢,就是当神呢,他呢,赐福给某个人的时候呢,通常呢,也赐福给他的家人。
Now Nahor had all these children. Did you count them?
所以拿赫有这么多孩子,你数了吗?
How many children did Jacob have? How many sons did Jacob have?
那么雅各有多少个儿子?
12.
12个。
How many sons did Nahor have?
那么拿赫有多少个儿子呢?
12.
12个。
Okay, we're going to read it later. How many sons did Ishmael have?
我们后面也要读到以实玛利有多少个儿子呢?
12.
12个。
Does God care?
神的关系吗?
Yep. Can he count?
是的, 他会数数吗? 当然会数。
Okay, now, there's all kinds of reasons why this story is here. None of them terribly important, apart from the fact that one of those mentioned is going to be the wife of Isaac, Abram's son.
对于你呢,有这么多故事呢,这些故事看起来并不重要,但是所有这故事在这存在的原因呢,是其中的一个将来会成为以撒的妻子。
Remember then the simple principle. When God blesses you as a Christian, he will bless your family too. Hallelujah.
就是这么一个简单的原则，当呢神呢就要赐福给你，作为一个基督徒赐福给你的话呢，他同样也会赐福给你的家人，哈利路亚。
So you read in the Bible often a simple phrase that basically says God is good.
因为你在圣经里读到的一个简单的这样一个词组，就是说神是良善的。
Okay, just remember that.God is always good.
所以啊，记住这一点，神总是良善的。
Even if God is asking you to do something hard, remember, God is good. And the only reason he's asking you to do it is because of his goodness. All he wants to do is bless you more.
所以你们要记住呢，神呢，他总是良善的。就算神有时候呢，就是让你去做一些你觉得很难去做的事情，那么神呢，他这样做的目的呢，就是因为他总是良善的，他是为这么做的目的呢，是为呢给你更多的赐福。
So have you learned the truth about the stories of the Bible?
所以你们读到呢圣经里面的这样的真理呢，故事的真理。
Keep going to the end.Because at the end, it's all wonderful.
所以呢，一直要坚持到底，因为结局总是美妙的。
All right, chapter 23 now, big change of theme.
我们来到第23章，这个是一个主题的改变。
Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. So Sarah died in Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron.In the land of Canaan, and Abram came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her.
第二十三章第一节第二节，第一节说呢，撒拉活了127岁，就是撒拉一生的岁数。撒拉死在迦南地的基列亚巴，就是希伯伦。亚伯拉罕为他哀痛哭嚎。
Does it matter how you live?
你怎么样去生活，这个重要吗？
Yeah, God wants you to live for him. Does it matter how you die?
也是神要你为他而活，那么神呢，你怎么样死重要吗？
Yeah, God says, I got it all figured out.
所以呢，是也是的，神说呢，我这个我都想出来了。
Does it matter how you're buried?
那你怎么埋葬重要吗？
God says, yep, it's all important.
所以神说是也很重要。
So we got a whole chapter now on the burial of Sarah.
所以我们整个一章呢都谈到了撒拉的埋葬。
So, verse 3 now.
现在看第三节。
I guess I got to tell you at the end of verse 2, Abraham mourned and wept for Sarah.
所以我认为呢，我要跟大家讲一下第二节的结尾，亚伯拉罕为撒拉呢哀痛哭嚎。
Do you think it was easy for Abraham when Sarah died?
你认为撒拉死了，亚伯拉罕容易吗？不容易。
And we don't understand it until you have to go through it. What a terrible thing.
所以呢，我们理解不了，直到我们经历那样的事情才能够理解。
Lorna Biggs' father, I've told you before, he was a great preacher.
Lorna Biggs' 的爸爸，我跟大家讲过，他是一个非常伟大的讲道人。
He says you really never know how bad sin is until you watch someone you love die.
他说你永远不知道那个罪是有多么的可怕，直到你看到你爱的人死了的时候。
Remember, the Bible says the soul that's in it.It must die. The wages of sin is death. It's a terrible thing.
所以你们要记住，那些就是犯的罪，灵魂的必须死，罪的工价是死，是非常可怕的。
So, verse 3. Then Abram stood up before his dead and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying, I'm a foreigner and a sojourner among you. Give me property for a burial place among you that I may bury my dead.Out of my sight.
第三节说呢，后来亚伯拉罕从死人面前起来，对赫的众子说呢，我在你们中间是外人，是寄居的，你们在这里给我一块地，我好埋葬我的死人，使他不在我眼前。
So, What's Abram going to do?
那么亚伯拉罕准备做什么呢？
His wife has just died.
他的妻子刚刚死了。
He's got to bury her.
埋她。
He doesn't own any land in the country.
所以他在那个国家里没有一片土地是他的。
God promised him the whole thing.
所以神呢，就是说把整片土地呢都应许给他了。
God said to him, Abram, wherever you go, I'm going to give it to you. You just keep walking. Wherever you walk, I'll give that land to you.
神跟亚伯拉罕说，那亚伯拉罕你就往前走，不管你走到哪里，你脚下的土地都是你的。
Abram says, well, that's all well and good, but Sarah has died. I don't have anywhere to bury her.
亚伯拉罕说，这是我所知道的，但是呀，撒拉死了，我甚至没一块地方埋她。
And so he says, I guess we've got to,I've got to go to somebody who owns some land here and buy it.
他说呢，我想呢，我要去拥有这片土地的人的买一块。
So he goes to a man who's one of the sons of Heth.
他呢找到那个人，那个人是赫的儿子。
What's the word Heth mean?
那么赫是什么意思呢？
Terror.
就是恐怖主义者。
Would you like to meet a terrorist?
你想碰到一个恐怖分子吗？
You say, no, I don't want to go near a terrorist. I read about terrorists. I don't want to have anything to do with them.
我不想碰到恐怖分子，我读到了很多关于恐怖分子的事情，我甚至都不想靠近他。
Okay, the only people who own land around here are the terrorists.
唯一的就是在这里拥有这片土地的人，那是个恐怖分子。
Okay, so, verse number, five. The sons of Heth answered him, saying to him, Hear us, my lord. You are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our burying places. None of us will withhold from you his burial place that you may bury your dead.
第五节说呢，赫的孩子们回答亚伯拉罕说呢，我主，请听。你在我们中间是一位大能的王子，只管在我们最好的坟地里埋葬你的死人，我们没有一人不容你在他的坟地里埋葬你的死人。
And Abram basically says, thank you very much, but I don't want to borrow a land to bury my wife. I don't want to bury my wife in your graveyard, I want my own, please.
所以呢，你可以想象亚伯拉罕，他在这里说呢，我非常好，但是呢，我不想借一块土地买我的妻子撒拉，我要有一块我自己的土地来埋撒拉。
So then, Abram stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land of the sons of Heth, and he spoke with them, saying, "If it is your wish that I bury my dead out of my sight, hear me." And meet with Ephron, the son of Zophar, for me, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he has, which is at the end of his field. Let him give it to me at a full price as property for a burial place among you.
因为这个第七节说，亚伯拉罕就起来，向那地的百姓，就是赫的孩子们屈身，他与他们交谈说。你们若有意叫我埋葬我的死人，使他不在我的眼前，就听我的话，为我求所辖的儿子以弗伦，把他田头上的麦比拉洞给我，他可以按足价卖给我，做我在你们中间的坟地。
Now Ephron dwelt among the sons of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the presence of the other sons of Heth.All who entered in at the gate of his city saying, No, my lord, hear me. I will give you the field and the cave that is in it. I give it to you in the presence of the sons of my people. I give it to you. Bury your dead.
然后第十节说，当时以弗伦正住在赫的孩子们中间，于是赫人以弗伦在城门出入的赫的孩子们面前的亚伯拉罕说，不。我主，请听，我送给你这块田，连田间的洞也送给你，在我同族的众子面前都给你，可以埋葬你的死人。
Does that sound pretty good?
这个听起来是不是很好听呢？
Didn't gonna cost you anything.
他那一分钱都不会花。
Now, the only problem was, who was Ephron? He was a Hittite.
唯一的那个问题是谁是那个以弗伦呢？他是个赫人。
Who are the Hittites?
谁是赫人？
Terrorists.
恐怖分子。
Would you enter into a really big bargain with a terrorist?
你会不会跟那个就是说一个恐怖分子谈价钱呢？
You know what you would say? You'd say, I don't trust him.
你说他，你会怎么说呢？你说我不相信他。
You wouldn't trust a terrorist.
你不会相信一个恐怖分子。
Now Abram's involved in something very important here. What is going to happen to his wife?
因为亚伯拉罕现在呢碰到一个非常的重要的问题，在他的妻子身上会发生什么呢？
She's dead.
她死了。
What's going to happen after that?
那她死了以后应该怎么办？
She's going to be buried.
她应该被埋了。
What's going to happen after that?
那么就是被埋了以后会怎么样？
She's going to rise again.
她会复活。
She believed in God.
她相信神。
So I think Abraham would say, I don't want anybody to take that woman. I don't want anybody to dig up that grave. I am going to own that land.
我认为亚伯拉罕说呢，我不想任何人呢，就是说去碰那个女人。我不想任何人去挖他的坟墓，所以呢，我想要拥有这片土地。
And that will be a guarantee from a personal point of view. It'll be a guarantee that nobody's going to get my dead wife. I'm going to protect her. I'm going to have a proper burial ground.
这个从个人的观点上去看呢，这是一个保障。保障呢，就是没有任何人呢能够得到我死去的妻子，所以呢，我要保障，我要有一片土地保护他。
Verse 14. So Abraham, sorry, Ephron answered Abraham, saying, "My lord, listen to me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that between you and me? So bury your dead." And Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed out the silver for Ephron, which he had named in the hearing of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, currency of the merchants.
第十四节说，你不能回答亚伯拉罕说，我主请听，值400克舍勒银子的一块田，在你我中间还算什么呢？只管埋葬你的死人吧。亚伯拉罕听从了以弗伦，照着他在赫的众子面前所说的话，照做买卖通用的钱，称了400舍克勒银子给以弗伦。
So he paid 400 shekels and he bought the land.
所以他付了400舍克勒银子买了那片土地。
So verse 17. So the field of Ephron, which is in Machpelah, which is before Mamre, the field and the cave which was in it, and all the trees that were in the field, which are within all the surrounding borders, were deeded to Abraham as a possession in the presence of the sons of Heth, before all of who went in at the gate of the city.
第十七节、第十八节，第十七节说，于是麦比拉曼利前以弗伦的那块田和其中的洞，并田间四周的树木，都定准归于亚伯拉罕，是他在赫的孩子们面前，并城门出入的所有人面前买定的。
Who owned that graveyard?
谁拥有那片墓地？
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
How do we know he owned it?
我们怎么知道他呢拥有了？
Number one, because he was paid for it.
第一个呢是因为，第一个呢他花钱买的。
Number two, all the other Hittites were witnesses that he paid for it.
所以第二个呢，所有的赫人呢都见证了他付了钱。
Ephron, the former owner, had 400 shekels in his pocket.
所以呢，这是以弗伦呢，他在他的口袋里有了400克舍勒银子。
Who's got the rights to Abraham's wife's dead body?
所以谁有那样的权利获得那个亚伯拉罕妻子的尸体呢？
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Now, when you die,
现在如果你死了，
Who's got the rights to your body?
谁对你的遗体有那个权利？
The terrorists?
是那个恐怖分子？
or God?
或者神,
is your body important to God?
你的遗体对神来说是重要的吗?
Yes.
是的。
Norma memorized the location of the verse the other day, Psalm 116, verse 15, and it says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
因为就是说是诺曼跟他记的一首诗是诗篇116篇第16节，他讲的就是说是圣徒的死在神的眼里是珍贵的。Dying
is a big deal.
死是一件大事。
Resurrection is a bigger deal.
所以呢，那个复活是一个更大的事情。
What is the word "heth" mean?
所以那个"heth"的意思是什么？
Terror.
恐怖。
What does the word "Machpelah" mean? This is the feet of Machpelah. What's Machpelah mean?
所以Machpelah什么意思？这是他的田。
Means doubling.
那个意思就是加倍。
Isn't that interesting?
这个是不是非常有意思呢?
Did you live for a while, Sarah? Yep.
所以你杀了你活了一段时间吗？是。
Where are you buried, Sarah? I'm buried in the field of doubling.
所以呢，杀了你在哪里被埋的呢? 我在一个加倍的地方被埋的。What
does that mean, Sarah? That means one day I'm going to go up. I had life here. I'm going to have life there. I get double.
所以那个意思什么呢? 就是我会有双倍的。 我在这里有一个生命，我在上面也有一个生命，所以我有双倍的生命。
All right, verse 19. After this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. So the field and the cave that is in it were deeded to Abraham by the sons of Heth as property for a burial place.
第十九节第二十节，第十九节就说此后亚伯拉罕把他的妻子撒拉买葬在迦南地曼利前的麦比拿田间的洞里，曼利就是迦南地的希伯伦。从此那块田和田间的洞都借着鹤的种子定准归于亚伯拉罕做坟地。
So, who was buried there?
谁被埋在那里呢?
Sarah.
撒拉,
and then Abraham.
然后是亚伯拉罕,
and then Isaac.
然后以撒,
and then Isaac's wife, Rebecca.
然后是以撒的妻子利百加,
and their son, their daughter-in-law, Leah.
然后他们的那个就是说是媳妇利亚,
and their son, Jacob.
他们的儿子雅各,
they were all buried there. The family are all buried together. And I probably told you this story, but it's interesting. Our grandmother died in
1918.
That's a long time ago. 107 years ago, our grandmother died.
107年之前，我们的奶奶死了。So
neither of us knew our grandmother very well.
所以我们两个对我们的奶奶都不太了解。So
our grandfather bought a grave plot over there, on Fraser Street near 37th Avenue.
其实我们的爷爷呢，他在那个就是飞沙街和37街那里买了一块墓地。And
he was buried there. Sure, she was buried there.
所以他被埋在那里，他的奶奶也被埋在那里。
And then he was buried there.
然后他也被埋在那里。
Then their oldest son was buried there.
然后他最大的儿子也埋在那里。
And then their youngest son was buried there.
然后那个小儿子也埋在那里。
And then their daughter was buried there.
然后他们的女儿埋在那里。
And now the grandkids are going to getting there. Some of them are there.
其他的那些孙子辈的有些也埋在那里。And
one day Norm and I are going there.
所以有一天Norma跟我也会被埋在那里。We
want a shortcut to the rapture, to heaven first. But if we don't go in the rapture, we'll go there.
如果我们先抄近路，教会被提，我们先上去了，我们就不会去那里。但是如果没有呢，我们会先去那里。Not
really, but it's nice.
所以这个呢，就说是。
It was important for Abraham and his family. And so he had it all organized. my grandfather, he had it all organized. We say, thanks, Grandpa.
因为亚伯拉罕把一切都准备的安排的好好的，我们的爷爷也安排的好好的，我们说谢谢你爷爷。
What is important?
那么什么是重要的?
This graveyard was there as a quiet proof of the fact that Abraham believed in the resurrection. He bought the field of Machpelah, doubling. They're all going up.
这个里面的这亚伯拉罕在这里买一块墓地的，就是证明了亚伯拉罕相信有复活，因为这个复活叫麦比拉，这个地叫麦比拉，麦比拉是双倍的意思，双倍意思就是他们如果复活了，他们有双倍的人生。
I think if we were going to name our plot, I think we'd put the name Machpelah on it.
所以呢，如果我要把我们的墓地起个名字，我会叫麦比拉。
The wonderful thing is that the people who are in that grave from our family, they're all going up to heaven.
所以奇妙的事情的是，我的所有的家人在那块墓地里的都会去到天堂。
Marvelous story. Is it important?
奇妙的故事，这个重要吗？
What is important to God?
对神来说，什么是重要的？
Your life is important.
你们的生命是重要的。
And your resurrected life is important.
你复活的生命也是重要的。
How do you know that you're going to rise from the dead?
你怎么知道你可以从死里复活呢？
Answer, because Jesus Christ bought the graveyard.
当然是主耶稣基督买了那块墓地。
And when he comes back, the Bible says he's going to come with a shout.
所以当他再来的时候，圣经说呢，他有一个大的声音。
And all the dead Christians are going to hear it.
所有那些死了的基督徒都会听得到。
He's going to come with a trumpet.
他会吹响那一个号角。
In the Bible, the trumpet was blown. Doot, 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 doot.
在圣经里的那个号角吹响是嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。
What did that trumpet mean?
那个号角什么意思咯？
Let's get going, that's what it meant.
所以我们走了，这是就这个意思。
They often blow what's the word I want now? I can't think of it. But they blow it early in the morning. And why do they do that? Time to get up. Do, 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 do. Everybody gets up.
讲那个起床号，起床号为什么他们要这么做呢？当那嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟的时候，每个人都起床了。
And then another trumpet blows, and all the people say, let's go. Dump, dump, dump. And they start marching.
然后那个另外一个号角吹响的时候呢，他们就开始行军了，往前走，走，走。
And on that rapture day, the trumpet will be blown. Up we go.
所以呢，在那教会被提的那一天呢，那个号角会吹响，说我们走吧。
How do we know it's going to work? Because Jesus died and he rose from the dead.
我们怎么知道这样事情的？他们认为主耶稣基督他死了，他从死里复活了。
And the argument of Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 is that he rose from the dead as the first fruits.
所以呢，使徒保罗在那个哥林多前书第15章讲的是呢，他是从死里复活，他是初熟的果子。
And we get to rise from the dead because we're the rest of the harvest.
我们也会从死里复活，因为我们是其他的那些丰收的。
Okay, so somebody was kind enough. What do you think of that?
所以有些人呢，比较对我比较好，你认为这是什么？
That's pretty good, isn't it?
这个非常好吃，是不是？
Okay, so what do you do with this?
那这个东西你做什么用？
Well, you eat it.
你吃。
And then what do you do after that?
在这之后你怎么办？
You go back to the tree to get some more.
所以你找到那个苹果树，
Okay, it's so good, you say, I want some more.
因为这个太好吃了，我还想多摘一点。
So Jesus died.
所以耶稣基督死了。
And then he rose from the dead.
然后他从死里复活了。
And what's God say?
那么神怎么说？
He said, that's a good first fruit. I'm going back for more. And you and me and everyone who trusts the Lord Jesus as Savior, we get to go. We know he was the first fruits. We're the rest of the crop. Hallelujah.
所以神说的就是说是啊，这个初熟的果子很好吃，我要去再加一点。所以那是神会再来，再来那就是说是把我们所有的基督徒的都收回去。那么他是初熟的果子，我们是那些收成。
Okay, in this story, Sarah died in hope.
在这个故事里, Sarah 是带着盼望死的,
living in the land of the terrorists.
所以那个活在恐怖分子的土地上,
and the guarantee of Machpelah, my husband owns the land, and it's a land of doubling. Sarah says, I'm going to go to heaven.
所以呢,就是他被买在那个叫麦比拿的那个土地上,就是亚伯拉罕拥有的那片土地,这个土地的意思是双倍的,所以呢,我会得到双倍的,我会去到天堂。
Abraham says, I want to be buried there too.
亚伯拉罕说,我也想埋在那里。All
the way down to a man by the name of Jacob.
所以呢,一直延续到一个叫雅各的人的身上。
Jacob is living down in Egypt.
所以雅各呢,是住在埃及的。
Okay, and he's an old man.
他当然是一个老人。
How old was Sarah?
萨拉当时多老了?
127.
127岁。
How old was Jacob?
那么雅各是多少岁?
Okay, we haven't read it, but he was 137.
他是137岁。
And he was about to die.
他快要死了。
So he called his 12 sons together.
然后他把他的12个儿子都叫到一起。
And he said to them, don't bury me in Egypt. I want to go and be buried with my forebears. I want to go back to the cave of Machpelah. Don't bury me in Egypt.
他跟他的儿子说呢,我要死了,不要把我埋在埃及。 我要跟我的祖先们埋在一起,我要被埋在麦比拉那个洞里。We
don't have the time to read it. It's at the end of the book of Genesis. But this is what happened.
因为我们没有时间去读,那么说呢,这是在创世纪的末尾讲的,这是所发生的事情。He
died.
他死了。
And his son Joseph said to Pharaoh, I want permission, please, to take my father's body back to the cave of Machpelah, and I want him to be buried there.
约瑟,他跟他的儿子约瑟去跟那个法老说,法老,我要一个许可证,我要把我的父亲带回去,带到麦比拿那个洞里去埋他。
And Pharaoh said, yes, you may go.
所以法老说呢,你可以走。
Have you ever seen a funeral procession?
你们见过那个葬礼的那种过程吗?
Sometimes when people die, there's a procession. You might get 8 or 10 cars going down the highway in procession.
所以呢,有些人死了,死了以后他一个送葬的队伍,那送葬队伍呢,前面可能有几辆车,然后后面有人跟着走。
In the case of Jacob, it was a long procession. They went all the way from Egypt up to Canaan.
那就是说他们那个就是在雅各的那个葬礼里面有很长的一个送葬队伍，他们从埃及一路去到迦南。Who
went?
谁赢了?
Well, the family of Jacob, his sons, his grandsons, his great-grandsons, and their families, they went.
那就是说是雅各的家人，他的那个孙子，重孙子，他们赢了。
That's a lot of people.
就是一大很多人。
But Joseph was we'd call him the prime minister of Egypt.
但是我们约瑟呢，我们的称之为当时埃及的总理。
So many of the Egyptian court went with him.
所以呢，很多那个当时的埃及人都跟着他。
It was a big deal funeral procession.
这就是一个非常大的事件的送葬队伍。
In honor of that great man, Jacob, and they went to this very place, the field of Machpelah, and the cave that was at the end of it.
所以这个呢，就是为了把这个就是一个伟大的雅各送到那个麦克比拉那片墓地上去，它的终点就是麦克比拉洞。
Is death important?
死亡是重要的吗?
Yeah. For the Christian, it's really important. Why is it so important for the Christian?
对基督徒来说是非常重要的。为什么对基督徒来说是重要的呢?
Because it's not the end.
因为这个不是我们的终点。
Would you remember, for the Christian, there is no end.
所以要记住，对基督徒来说呢，没有终点。
I went to my Bible years ago.
那读了我的圣经几年前。
I read the last page in my Bible.
我在我的圣经的最后一页写下。
And somebody put at the end of the Bible, down here, they put words like this. It said, the end.
所以呢，有些人呢，在圣经的最后的一页写上那个说，终结。
And I crossed that out.
我把那个就划掉了。
It said the end. I crossed out the letter the.
我把那个 the 呢，就是 the end 的把那个划掉。
And I wrote in above it, there is no end.
然后把那个 the 的定冠词去掉，前面插。
That's the story of the Bible. There's no end.
There is no, 就是没有终点。
Abraham.Is it important for you to buy a place for Sarah to be buried?
因为亚伯拉罕对你来说那就是非常重要的，去买一块墓地把撒拉埋葬了。
Why did Abraham do that?
那亚伯拉罕为什么要那么做呢？
Because he believed God. He believed that God was the God not only of this life, but he was the God who was going to bless his people way, way, way into the future.
因为他相信神，他相信神呢，不仅在今生能够赐福给所有的人，他也相信神在将来、将来、远远的将来，在天上能够赐福给他的人民。
All right, our story is over. The end of chapter 23. We'll pick up 24 next time, Lord willing.
现在我们的时间也到了，我们的结尾那是在那个创世纪23章到那个结尾。那么说呢，主若许可，下个星期我们学习24章。
Let's pray.
我们的祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that in the presence of death, there can be such wonderful hope.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩在那个死亡的过程中呢，在最后呢，有那个奇妙的盼望。
And we're thankful that Abraham, as he looked around, could see a world of terrorists.
所以我们也非常感恩的，当那个亚伯拉罕在世的时候，他如果环顾四周，看到了很多的恐怖分子。
And he buriedSarah, in the hope of the resurrection, and we say hallelujah.
但是他埋葬的沙呢，就是说是带着复活的盼望，我们说 hallelujah.
So Lord, we give thanks. You've been good to us today.
所以主要我们现在献上感恩，您今天对我们很好。
You've been good to us in all the past, and that's what Thanksgiving Day is all about.
您在过去呢，对我们都很好，这就是感恩节所有的含义。
But you're going to be good to us in the future, just like you were to Sarah.
但是您会对我们在将来也很好，就像您对莎拉那样。
And so we thank you for this wonderful truth of the resurrection.
所以我们感谢您为了这个奇妙的就是真理，就是复活。
Blesses each one. Thanks for each one who's here today. Just, Lord, may we all say, Jesus, I want you to bless me too.
所以呢，求您赐福给我们在座的每个人呢，求您呢，就是说是啊，帮助我们，让我们在座的每个人呢，都说呢，我也想要主耶稣基督的赐福。
Let me give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.